Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Bet Sweats. It's a Tuesday. It continues. The football continues. Our lives continue, I think. We had two games last night. We'll talk about both of them and how they went. We've got a Heisman watch coming up in about 20 minutes. More changes in that as we are ramping up towards the start of everyone to get into conference play there. NFL futures, whether it's team, whether it's awards, some new favorites are out there. Just coming out this morning that I find really interesting. Couple of great guests as well. The Bear, Chris Felica, and Will Brinson from CBS Sports on the NFL. Hey, Sam.
I feel prophetic, but in the worst way, because on Friday, I was logging into all of my contests and jamming Raiders plus 3.5 in. And then by Monday morning, yesterday, so defeated from the weekend. As you just heard, I came out and said, I can't wait to watch Geno Smith throw three picks on Monday Night Football. Prophetic in the worst way. Not the best way. Not because the Raiders covered, but because in between viewings of the Charlie Sheen Netflix documentary last night that we're watching in this household, very good, by the way.
Okay.
I decided, you know what? I want to watch the first drive. Because I saw on X that the Raiders were going to get the ball and they were going to come out on the field. And I said, all right, let's turn Netflix off, crank on the YouTube TV. Let's just see how they start. Smith takes a snap, drops back, and first pass is intercepted. Right off. Good night. That's it. Don't need to see anything else. You can follow it on the phone these days. You can follow it in group threads. Three picks. Probably could have had four or five last night. I hate the NFL already. Week two just ended, and I hate it.
Here's the worst part. After all that hype all offseason, we can't even really find joy in GRP's 0-5.
Nope.
I can't. Because who are we? Who am I to laugh at anybody else? With the way this NFL season has started, I talked myself into the over. It looked fine at halftime, and then nobody scored a touchdown in the second half of the game. I think it was 3-3 in the second half. Fan-freaking-tastic. All right, let's go chronological order, and we won't feel sorry for ourselves because everybody loses picks. We're going to have hot streaks as well. That's what's going to happen. It's a long, long season. We got 15 weeks of regular season football left, buddy. We got a long way to go. It's just, we're just coming stumbling out of the blocks.
So after I flipped the Charlie Sheen doc back on, it's a two-parter. And again, I would highly suggest anybody who was a movie fan in the 90s and was a fan of Platoon, Wall Street, Major League, I would highly suggest you check it out. And then gets into the 2.5 men days, all the things off the field for Charlie Sheen, pun intended, off the field. So after I flip off the TV and go back to the Netflix doc, so Geno Smith throws the pick on the first pass of the game for the Raiders. And then I flip the doc back on, and Charlie Sheen starts going into this rant about winning, winning. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. The timeliness of the interception followed by the winning rant. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. I know you were going to get into something there. I wanted to read one more thing.
Yeah.
So Evan Abrams had this tweet about NFL favorites. And I saw it, and it made me want to go to the bathroom. At Evan H. Abrams, tremendous follow for Gambling Trends. Just very, very solid stuff. NFL closing favorites of 4 points or more are now 12-0 this season. Mm-hmm. 12-0. So those are your teams minus four and higher. Minus four, five, six, seven, you get it. 12-0 this season. And since week 13 of last year, those same NFL favorites of 4 points or more are 64-7 straight up. 64-7. That is a 90.1% clip. It's easy. It's easy. And I got bookies yesterday on Texas. I got a bunch of bookie friends, Chicago, Vegas, Florida. They're sending me these bet slips. And it's guys making five-leg, six-leg parlays, just money lines. Money line, money line, money line, money line, money line. And I sent you a couple of them.
Yep.
Guys are just parlaying favorites and winning thousands of dollars. And we've been doing this a long time, you and I. 15 years, 20 years. I don't ever remember it being so simple to just take favorites and parlay them together on the money line and have them come through. At a 90% clip since week 13 of last year, these favorites of minus four or higher are getting home.
Yeah. I'm pushing the cart yesterday afternoon, and you send me a couple of those slips at Costco as I'm passing by the idiots waiting 20 minutes for a rotisserie chicken because they can't wait to get that dinner going. Like, how long are you going to wait? It's not that. Okay, fine. It's cheap, I guess. Fine. And I look at it and I just said, why aren't we doing this? And I think you said, because we're stupid.
Yep. That's why.
Because I think we had the same conversation at the end of last year. Why aren't we just doing this? And Murray jokes about it and basically says, yeah, the NFL's easy. And every week when you have sports media asking the question to certain books, what do you need? How you looking? How's your week going? I'll let you know after Monday night. Because everything is tied to moneyline parlays on Monday night. If the favorites win, we're going to be in trouble. If the favorites lose, we'll be happy. One favorite lost last night, one favorite won, but the one that was the higher point spread wins and covers the one that was a shorter point spread that people were kind of unsure about, shorter than a field goal. That one had the upset very late in the game. So let's just go with the later game because you had the Vegas side, I had the over, loser, loser, just fade us. It's easy at the start of the season. You mentioned the three interceptions. They all come on deep passes. As good as Geno looked in week number one, he looked just as terrible in week number two. On passes of 10 yards or more down the field, 0-for-10, three interceptions. 0-for-10, three interceptions. You mentioned the three picks. There was a lot going on here, but something else that stood out, it probably would have been the number one story if Geno Smith wasn't so terrible. You've got Tom Brady up in the coach's booth. You've got a report that he's talking to Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator, three times a week. And then after the game, Pete Carroll comes out and says, no, that's true. Not true. That's not happening. Okay. Like, you're monitoring all of your offensive coordinator's phone calls with the owner. Okay. Whatever, Pete. And then you've got Genty. You took this guy with the sixth overall pick. And we're at 2.4 yards per touch. 11 carries, 43 yards for Genty. They have no offensive line to speak of. How's that thought process? Let's take a running back six overall, and that's going to fix everything when you don't have an offensive line.
It's a problem. It really is. So many ways. And you look at the market now, and Genty's starting to crawl down the board for the offensive rookie of the year. Tyler Warren.
Yes, sir.
Colts tight end is favored now at multiple sports books. Now, BetMGM took this market down. I imagine they're going to have it back up at some point today as they recalibrate the numbers. But I saw this morning multiple books have Tyler Warren as the favorite. Ironically enough, that's the tight end the Bears passed on to take Colston Loveland.
Oh. Yeah,
not to wedge the Bears into a conversation, but you pass on Jaden Daniels, and now you pass on Tyler Warren. Daniels won the award last year. Warren is now the favorite after 2 weeks this year. Long way to go, of course. The Brady thing is really interesting because he has a very interesting chronological timeline next week. He's going to be on the call. Fox's game of the week. Da-na-na, 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 is the Bears and Cowboys. So all week long, he's going to be over in production meetings and phone calls with Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, Shoddy, Dak, you know, part of the job. You're the lead analyst for a national company that I happen to work for as well. So I should probably be careful here, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. So after he's in all these meetings and trying to figure out the ins and outs of the Bears and the Cowboys, guess who the Bears play in week four? The Las Vegas Raiders, who Tom Brady is orchestrating the offense with, along with Chip Kelly. This is a banana story.
How's this allowed? How is this allowed? It is. It is. And I don't know. See, here's the other thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do we know that Brady knows anything? Is Brady good at being a, quote, coach because he's, you know, being a de facto assistant coach, I guess, in some sense, as part owner in these meetings, in these talks? I don't know. A lot of times you can do it, but you can't teach it. You can't coach it. We see that all the time in this league. So I don't even know if that's a positive thing for Vegas at this juncture. On the Chargers side, Harbaugh covers again on the road. 30-14-2 ATS. They destroy him in the box score. And something I notice, it's not a fantasy thing, but I guess it can be, whether it's props or whatever. What I've noticed with Roman this year and Herbert at the helm through two games, small sample, they are spreading the ball out evenly. Like late last year, it was all McConkey, right? It was like, when's Johnson going to do anything? All three of them are lifting their share, right? Last night was Johnson, 3 for 71 on 7 targets. Keenan Allen gets into the end zone, 5 for 61 on 7 targets, the exact same. McConkey catches all 5 targets for 48 yards. They're really spreading the ball around evenly, and it seems like that is part of the plan. Unfortunately for you, slow start for Hampton, but it looks like he's still their dude, and he'll get his opportunities.
He will. If you want balance, here's what you do on national television for the whole country to watch it. 27 passing attempts, 26 rushes.
Mm-hmm.
That is balanced to a T. So you don't know what's coming when it's coming. because of the versatility of their offense. And Herbert throws a beautiful ball, man. Holy cow, that thing just whips. I mean, he's got a rocket out of that right arm. And I think it was unfairly pedestaled a couple years ago when, you know, you had national media just want to wedge him into the conversation as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and he was still in his third season in the league. I mean, now he's been in the league a handful of years now. This is year five, I believe, for Herbert. And, you know, some guys get it right away. Other guys need proper seasoning and better coaching. He has done a complete 180 with Jim Harbaugh, a former NFL quarterback and a great offensive mind. Look at the odds right now. Look at the odds for the AFC West. Chargers, plus 110. Look at the odds for the MVP. Justin Herbert, co-third favorite with Jordan Love. Sir. Here's your MVP market right now. Coming into the year, it's Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, right? Not in that order, but those are the four. Those are the big four that we always talk about. Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Mahomes. Now it's Allen and Jackson on line one, +3.25. And then on line three, Herbert and Love, 8-1. Allen, Jackson, Herbert, Love. Those are the four favorites for MVP right now.
Well, in the first game, Baker Mayfield becomes the second quarterback in the last 30 years to have a game-winning drive with less than 2:30 in the game left in back-to-back regular season games. Second time that's happened in the last 30 years. The other guy's Brett Favre. What a pickup. 4th and 10, game on the line. He's hobbled, and he has that 15-yard scramble where he basically gets flipped, and he flies through the air. And for this Texans great defense, there was no stopping the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on that final drive of the game. C.J. Stroud is not a top 15 quarterback. Say what you want about his O-line, about his weapons. He had Nico Collins last night, got into the end zone. Last year, all the injuries, this and that. He does not look good right now. He looks nothing like he did in his rookie campaign, and I don't have him as a top 15 guy. This offense is very concerning. Very concerning if you're going to back them, and they're having a rough start, and the Colts are having a great start. Something else we could talk about with team futures.
Shane Steichen, how long do they go in Indy without punting? We'll find out.
Wow. Unreal to even say that heading into week number three. Heisman watch on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats with you on a Tuesday morning. This is a BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.